Last night, when he went before Congress to report on the State of the Union, President Bush pointedly asked lawmakers to give his plan for more U.S. troops in Iraq a chance to work. Today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee ignored that request. The committee approved a resolution that opposes the president's troop buildup. It is the first such sign of defiance from the newly Democratic Congress. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
Joe Biden, the Democrat who chairs the Foreign Relations Committee, is also a declared presidential candidate. But Biden insisted today the non-binding resolution he co-sponsored, saying a troop buildup in Iraq is not in the national interest, is meant neither to embarrass nor isolate President Bush.
This amendment is designed to let the president know that there are many in both parties, Democrats and Republicans, who believe that change in our mission to go into Baghdad in the midst of a civil war, as well as surging troops to lay the groundwork for a new Iraqi political solution, is the wrong way to go. And in fact, I believe will have the opposite, emphasize the opposite effect that the president intends.
But the panel's top Republican, Richard Lugar, was not so sure. He said Biden's measure might not make clear just how opposed many lawmakers are to the troop increase.
We do not need a resolution to confirm that there is broad discomfort with the president's plan within Congress. In fact, a vote on this resolution is likely to reveal far less discomfort than actually exists, since some members will vote against it because of its format.
That idea exasperated Nebraska's Chuck Hagel, a Republican who's also a decorated Vietnam War veteran.
There is no strategy. This is a ping pong game with American lives. These young men and women that we put in Anbar province, in Iraq, in Baghdad, are not beans. They're real lives. And we better be damn sure we know what we're doing, all of us, before we put 22,000 more Americans into that grinder.
Another Vietnam vet, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, reminded the panel of a statement he made on Capitol Hill while testifying against that war.
The question that I asked back in 1971, which some people have asked me a few times about as I travel around the country, is as relevant today as it was then. How do you ask a man to be the last to die for a mistake?
Kerry later announced on the Senate floor that he would not seek the presidency in 2008 so he could devote himself to ending the Iraq War. Fellow Democrat Christopher Dodd pushed his colleagues to go beyond today's resolution by requiring congressional authorization for any troop buildup.
To force the president not to ignore us, which he said he will do, and certainly a sense of the Senate resolution invites ignoring our activity because it's nothing required in that that he responds to. We can really move on.
But other Democrats argued for sticking with Biden and Hagel's non-binding resolution as a feasible first step toward tougher actions. Other Republicans on the panel seemed reluctant to sign on, even though they said they, too, opposed the troop buildup. Here's Ohio's George Voinovich.
I'm more skeptical about what we're doing than I ever have before. On the other hand, I think we have an obligation to try to the very best of our ability to speak with one voice, to not confuse people out there about what we're doing.
Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski warned today's resolution could be seen as a chance for lawmakers to wash their hands of the Iraq War.
Because if the message that is sent is that Congress is confused, or that this is, quote, the president's war, or that this is now a Republican agenda versus a Democratic agenda, then America loses in that situation. This cannot be the president's war.
But Virginia freshman Democrat Jim Webb, yet another Vietnam vet, said he thought the message could be quite the opposite, that Congress is forced to do what the president has not done.
We are obviously looking for a way to encourage responsible leadership here, and that goes to the activities of this administration, whether we like it or not. It's become all too clear that the Congress is going to have to take the lead on a lot of this.
It was clear not many Republicans were ready to approve the resolution, so Chairman Biden offered to take out the word escalating, a term some saw as politically loaded.
I ask unanimous consent that we change the word escalating to increasing. Does anyone object to my being able to do that?
No one did. Still, Hagel was the only Republican to vote for the resolution, along with every Democrat on the panel. It now goes to the Senate floor for a debate that's expected next week. David Wellna, NPR News. The Capitol.